from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Sure is International Women's Day today as well, Marty.
Ladies
it is.
Day.
Yeah.
We love the ladies.
Yes.
I just saw a sort of segment on the Today Show this morning about sexism in the workplace. I haven't seen any of that over
Here
my time.
Ours. No, no, never. Not 30 always. Years in radio.
Not a bit of it. Not a bit of it. I've seen reverse sexism. Absolutely I have.
Oh, yeah.
You're pulling pussy's whiskers.
I've been made to feel like meat.
How did it feel?
Oh, mate, I've been, you know, pushed and bullied by women for years in this business.
Yeah.
A couple of names spring to mind.
Yeah.
Tim Blackwell.
Okay, that was funny.
Oh, you like that one.
Yeah, that's fine.
Loz is back. Loz is back.
Loz is back. It's a sad day for us, although not for me personally. No. Matthew is doing his last shift as the executive producer of the show.
Yeah.
And he will continue to join us in moments like this if you're in the building or...
Yeah, if the new executive producer lets me in.
Well, that's up to Tegan.
Yeah.
She's saying no. It's a flat no from
Tegan.
I'll make
my case to get in here, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, the Producers Podcast, which I believe you guys do weekly.
Have you? You've never listened to it?
Not
episode.
A word of it.
Oh, great.
I said before, I like that the Producers Podcast is now where you get Matt exclusivity.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. We have all the rights to Matthew.
I've signed an exclusive deal only on the Producers Podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, also but being made by Nova?
Yeah.
Well, independent.
So, yes, Matthew will still be in and around the show. He's just moving into what we call the programming department of the business.
Yeah, which is what you wanted to do for some time.
There's a lot more longevity in that part of the business than there is attaching yourself to a show. Yeah. They cycle, they come and go. It's a transient business.
To reflect just how much Matthew loves that side of the business, I have been in the building when I've been delayed trying to do footy stuff for the weekend. And I've come in and Matthew is just sitting around at like midday listening to BBC radio just over the weekend because he enjoys it.
That was before I was... Yeah, that was my little passion project.
Yeah.
That was before I actually
But that's what I mean. You have such a passion for that kind of...
You're a radio guy.
He's a radio guy.
You love radio.
And you're so good at detail as well.
Thank you, Troy.
Really, really good at detail.
I would disagree.
I'm talking about from my perspective.
Oh, okay.
From a technical point of view.
When Marty rang me early in the piece and was like...
Not too early though, mate. Be careful.
I mean, before people knew about this show.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying.
You don't know anything.
Yeah.
Like you never knew anything.
I didn't know anything.
What are you talking about, Loz?
I didn't know anything.
Okay, good.
I think you fixed that.
Yeah, I think you fixed that.
Marty said to me, what do we think about Matt Thompson for an executive producer?
And you said, absolutely not.
Absolutely. And he said, he's never been producer before. And I said, that doesn't matter because that man knows everything there is to know about radio.
It's true.
And the rest will follow. Yeah. Look at him now.
You'll end up being the big boss one day, Matthew.
Yeah.
Overnight, I wanted to put a few words together to sort of cover off my relationship with Matthew.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of any. as I sat down and did a pros and cons list of the reasons why I've kept him around, there was nothing in the pros list.
SWOT analysis.
I couldn't think of a single positive thing that not only has he contributed but been able to execute with any sort of competence at all.
That is not true.
I'm astounded that his journey in radio will continue past this group. No one is more surprised than me that they've agreed to allow him into programming. I wish him all the best.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matthew. Beautiful words. Thank you. Really lovely. Beautiful words.
Making me emotional.
Thank you, Matt.
He is going into programming.
He is going into programming where all good people go to die.
That's not true.
Yes, it is, mate. You name me one good programmer.
Jay Mueller.
No.
Coffee.
Dave Cameron.
No.
Okay, let's not name current employees.
Oh, really?
These are colleagues.
Well, what am I meant to do? Name ones that don't work in radio anymore because then that defeats the purpose.
Let's name some bad ones.
Well, that's on here.
That's a current employee.
Oh, sorry, mate.
My stomach is about to make the biggest sound.
But you had non-gluten.
It was low.
It was low gluten.
That's not. Yeah. What do you got on Insta, William?
Funny we speak about gluten because Jared said that this is one of the favourite Matty T contributions.
Can I just stop you there? I was watching us on the Triple M YouTube yesterday
yeah.
with a mate of mine who was in the background And she was like, what's that? I go, that's our sort of, we talk before the podcast.
Yeah.
Mm. And she was like, wow, because I thought that's what you were putting to air and it is awful. She was like, I didn't know what to say. Because you're just talking. I go, that's what people like in that bit.
This is the long form. Yeah, this is the legs up.
Genuinely confused about
what was happening.
What
was
thought on that there. That was what was going to air.
Wow.
And I was like, wow.
No, not this God, chat.
No. No, not this bit.
Wow. This is, no, God.
This is saved for the club.
That's right.
Fired in a second.
So much more engaging.
Welcome to the club, by the way.
Yes. Hi, YouTube.
Great to have you.
Hi, YouTube.
And if you haven't caught YouTube, get on there.
Are you wearing those glasses for the whole podcast?
Yes, he's wearing the whole show.
I know, and it's been very disconcerting.
That's the second time I've watched the YouTube.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why I watched it. There was something I wanted to see.
Just on your phone?
Yeah, just on my phone. Oh. And whilst I was actually putting content together for today. I just had it. Do you ever lean your phone up against your PC and just have it in the corner?
45
degrees. That.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fun exercise.
Good multitasking.
Thank you.
Jared sent through this, which I'd forgotten about. Remember this catering? And Matthew got so excited.
The crab croissants. Oh my God.
The croissants.
Yes.
Crabs.
Oh
There's
my
something
God.
Something else fun in here. Hang on. Oh, yes. The dolphin bananas eating the
bread. The dolphin bananas.
There's something else back there.
Is
there
another fairy photo? Starfish fairy bread.
Yes. Gee, that's clever.
Isn't that?
It's got an ocean theme.
Yeah.
The croissants are crabs.
They actually are. Look at them.
I know.
They're genius.
Little eyes.
Little
beady eyes.
It's lovely.
Like yours, Matthew.
Jeez. Troy's allowed to tap you as well.
Yeah.
It just seems so much more personal somehow.
When Troy does
like piss holes in the snow. Yeah.
Lake Titicaca.
Highest lake in the world. You've got so much sweat.
Oh my God, I have got Lake Tica today. Look at it.
I love it. Call it Tica now.
His own abbreviation.
Consent for a gross photo from Buck. I don't know if this is the same
is Buck
that ends up calling in the show today, but he says, hey, it's Buck here. So I think it might be.
I think it probably
fell off my scooter in driveway, broke four ribs, and dug a hole in my elbow.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Happened to Buck.
Oh, my God. How does that even work?
Hang on. So that's his
elbow, apparently.
Why is there so much flappy skin?
Oh, that's revolting.
Wow. That is one we've got to get rid of.
Even when you close that up, isn't it just like a divot? Like it seems to be missing.
Is there
bits?
Missing bits of his bone?
It's like hollow.
Oh, yes.
That's quite.
I hope that never happens to me.
I have an update, Marty. I think I told you this off air, but there's the guy we saw who's having the spinal surgery the other day, and he sent through the photo.
We thought it was from him laying on his stomach and going down through his back.
Yes, when in fact he got in touch with me and he said they go through his stomach
to his spine
and. Because we were like, well, where's his spine? And I saw it. If you really zoom in,
you can see it.
You can see his spine there. And remember we said, what's that little bit of gristle? Mm. That's the bit of spine that they removed.
That was
the fuse. Removed?
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a good ball from Cummins. Did you say that?
I didn't say it.
Are you serious? Is that so
switch
unbelievably
it off.
Rude?
Switch it off, Loza.
Oh, don't switch it off.
No, we'll tell him you'll behave.
The gristle was spine and they're using it.
Oh, bye.
I see why you're wearing the glasses
that's
now.
That's your fault.
Hurry
your
up.
Fault.
So we don't know where you're watching.
Jeez. Oh, well, anyway.
Cranbrook's going well, too.
Macca's watched our YouTube clip eating a Chico.
Macca's?
Yeah, there's a photo.
That's a photo, Lauren.
Chico roll.
Do you like killer Chico roll at the moment?
So good.
Macca says, first time Instagram, a long time podcast listener from Perth.
Good on you, Macca.
Cricket's back on. What would you put on a Chico roll condiment wise?
Nothing.
Mayo?
Nothing? No. Vinegar?
Tomato sauce.
Nah, not on a Chico.
Yeah.
They don't need anything.
No, because they're very soft inside. It's not like it's dried.
The problem is there's so much kind of fat to a Chico that you need some acidity to cut through stuff.
I would run the vinegar like this along the length of it.
Oh, you drizzle it.
To absorb.
Just a little.
Joining us now, we have snack analyst Matt Thompson.
And Matthew, what condiment would you put on a Chico roll?
Do you put vinegar on your fish and chips?
Yeah, but,
me too.
But brown vinegar, like malt vinegar.
He's got so many rules.
I'll take white vinegar.
How big is your pantry at home with all of this stuff?
Yeah.
You must have a beautifully stocked pantry.
It seriously. Is. And organized.
Sriracha could work on a chicken.
Sriracha. Oh, yeah. Do you know what I'd put sriracha on? Soy sauce? Soy sauce? I'd put maybe mix sriracha and soy sauce. Dip it.
Oh.
Dip it.
The whole point of this is you're finding something to cut through the fat of the Chico roll. So a mayonnaise.
They are very fatty.
No, a mayonnaise is not. Okay. No.
Imagine QP on top of a Chico.
Oh, yuck.
I'd try it, though. I've come round to that one.
You'd try anything.
That's really... Yeah.
You would. Snack analysis. An experienced snacker.
Yeah.
What else you got? He's not an experienced stack
cracker.
But he's an experienced
snacker.
He's not.
Is it snack or stack? We haven't...
Crack snacker. No,
snack. Crack snacker.
Yeah, he's a snack analyst, but not a crack snack analyst.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What
it's International Ladies Day.
Aaron had a cooking injury. I was cooking prawn crackers. Oh, some prawn crackers at home.
I love prawn crackers,
but I would never cook them at home.
It gets very spitty.
They're quite dangerous because you've got to cook them in hot oil.
You can,
and they go.
Yes, they do. I've seen.
And this is what's happened to Aaron.
Uh-oh.
He dropped the tongs. Oil went everywhere.
Gosh.
Look at the blister. It's like cock and balls blister.
That looks like
that's a
full cock and balls blister.
In fact, it's a beautiful... It's one of the most perfect pains I've ever seen in terms of a cock and balls blister.
Lauren accidentally called it a pister. It actually works.
It's a pister.
Pussy
pister.
Wait till that thing explodes.
You put a little hole in it down here, wouldn't you? Let it drain out.
Totally.
Sure, there's a lot of fluid in there.
Remember when you peened our whole office, Marty, and then someone came around and covered it all up with white tape.
Yeah, because apparently you're not allowed to draw cock and balls in the workplace anymore.
Yeah, that was the chief operating officer. It was. So of course, she was going to.
Wasn't
say
she fine? Didn't I have some humdingers with her?
James Budgie, our Photoshop guy, says it's only fair that I do this for Marty and Troy as well, since they've put on weight. Here's the two of you on scooters.
Oh my god.
They're motorbikes.
Do you know I would love that?
What, you and Troy? Troy wouldn't. Troy's going to look at the fat back and of you. With Troy.
He's got you on Clarendon Street.
He has too. In Clarendon full blue.
If I look like that, I'd never leave the house again.
God. Troy.
I'm joking. No, I think you're right. I think if you're that size.
Oh, no. You've got some other serious things going on really for that size.
You need to spend some time in the house working stuff out.
Yeah. Oh, I just saw the bottom ones from behind.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of digging around in there before you hit pay dirt.
Do you reckon you'd find a frog in there?
You'd find a dead frog in there, easy. A couple of caramello koalas.
That happened. It wasn't a Fred, it was an actual frog.
A woman had a dead frog decomposing in the folds of her, I'm trying to think of the word, gunt. It was just tucked up in there and everyone was like, what's that?
Yeah.
What's that smell?
It's like she'd been pressing flowers.
She was pressing wildlife.
Dried flowers.
Fauna rather than flora.
Yeah, she's screwing down her own gut with those screws.
It reminds me of, do you know that scene from Family Guy where she's trying to get the dead frog out the window
This is good from Peter, a nice POV. We don't get many POVs anymore.
No.
So we encourage them, particularly ones that are... Oh, Lauren's looking up. Here we go.
Ooh, here we go.
Hey, Cocan.
SCJ.
Oh, sorry, I'm reading the wrong messages. He says, great to have Marty at the opening of the AFL season. He's listening to the show at the SCG.
What a lovely thing to do, pre-game.
Yeah. Beers selling cans at the SCG, which full strength made a return to the MCG as well last year.
I was drinking full strength beer at Taylor Swift, but I don't know if that's going to continue into the football season.
In particular, Bays, I think they allowed it.
But I was having I'm pretty sure I was drinking a Carlton Draft.
And you were on the floor, weren't you?
And I was on the floor.
Yeah.
And then I was continued drinking.
Maybe that was to help the dads out.
Oh mate,
with Taylor Swift.
As I said to Mick Mick Malloy when we chatted about it, I've never been in an empty toilet at the MCG.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
I had 40 metres of urinal. Yeah. I could have run laps. Even Trough Boy was bored. He's like, is anyone going to wee on me tonight?
Hello?
Hello?
Am I going to have to go into the women's? This is silly.
This is silly. I'm Trough Boy.
A flightmare for you, Matthew.
Oh, oh yeah.
Hi, what team.
Hi, team.
Says Paddy. Got a flightmare in honour of Matthew leaving. My cousin and I were leaving for a six-week Europe trip last year when we booked our flight to leave on September 11th. That's unrelated.
Yeah, okay.
Turns out an hour after takeoff, the pilot announced that we had to turn around and land back in Melbourne due to a wing failure.
Oh.
This resulted in us having to get off the plane, wait 3 hours to then be told we had to go home and come back the next day and depart for Europe then. Because of this, our stopover in Doha was changed from 2 hours to 10 hours.
Oh my God.
And we lost the first 2 days of our trip in Edinburgh. Oh. And then he has sent through the flight map of them taking off from
that
Melbourne.
That is a flight, man.
Look at this for a flight, man. Just doing laps around Victoria.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, that would be
burning off fuel.
Yeah. All you're trying to do is get to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And that's your first however many hours.
Oh, so you're too heavy to land.
Too heavy to land. Yeah.
If you're how frustrating.
Yeah, so you've got to get rid of the weight.
You can't land that quickly.
Yeah, you got to rid of the burn off the weight before you can safely land.
Then your two-hour stopover turns into a 10-hour stopover. And then with all the time zones, you've lost 2 days at the first part of the holiday.
And no lounges.
Insane.
Yeah. God. Excuse me.
I beg your pardon. So would they be full of fuel? But like, if they
going up to Doha from Melbourne, they'd be chock-a-block.
Fill it to the top.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And all of that's gone into the bay.
Yep. Yep, it has. That's why they're over the
but
water.
But they wouldn't put any of the soil from the f***ing tunnel into the bay. They'll let every prick who's ever taken off from Tullamarine drop a full load of fuel in there. But you can't put any f***ing dirt in the bay.
Wasn't it? Well.
Talking Melbourne.
Talking Melbourne.
They've actually flown over the top of Sorrento while they were dumping fuel as well.
Why not?
Yeah, they have.
Swung out over the Dandies.
Not blowing heads, though. They've gone well clear of that.
No.
So by dumping fuel, you mean they're literally throwing it out the back?
It goes out the back of the...
I thought you meant they're just flying around so that they...
That would take... Literally as long as it takes to fly to Doha.
Into the wings, it's just they open up the tanks and it just like...
And just sprays out the
fires
out.
I don't like that at all. What about all the fish?
Well, they've got to get down,
though.
It's a waste
of life if you don't do it.
Yeah, you've got to get down, otherwise you can't land.
It's a waste.
We can lose a couple of flathead in the bay if we're saving 300 people.
We wasted 1,800 people overnight.
I mean, it's just crazy the way that people treat this bay. It's one of the worst bodies of water in the world.
It's revolting.
Japanese bilge water spilling out of it everywhere.
I love Port Phillip. Bay.
Yeah, look, I love it too, but you can't. It's not pristine.
No,
God, no.
No.
I mean, you know how many scuba divers go missing in that body of water every year?
No,
six.
I did not know that. Is that a Red Z Lending star?
That's a Stanley scoreboard stat.
Every year, six.
Right. And they're not dying because they're drowning.
We've had our six for the year. That's all done. Great.
They're dying because some disfigured thing comes up out of the depths and grabs them from all the shit we've thrown in there
funny,
over the years.
Because the cleanest I've ever seen the bay, because I've been fishing in the bay, was after they started dredging, which really should be the dirtiest time because all the... I got bored too. So
Jesus Christ. I was thinking about Husey for some reason.
I almost left.
That's how bored I was.
You were talking about Pope's Eye again.
Sorry.
You love the Pope's Eye. Yeah. This is a funner plain one from Harry, who said that he was watching the YouTube. Hey, big shigs, you animal, proof of pod. Sydney to Doha to London, up the pointy end because of work.
Oh, yeah,
but you might like to see what the menu for the British Airways component.
Yes.
I would love to.
Oh, this looks lovely.
So there is his seat.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. How very sensible.
But it looks like it's more than a seat. It looks like a little closed-in cubby house.
Yeah. He's in first class.
Look at the size of the screen you get in first class compared to his like laptop or whatever that
iPad
is.
Yeah. Tablet, it's like a home cinema. Look at these menus.
What's the menu? Let's have a look. You've got the cocktails. You've got the ginseng, the cranberry blush.
Liqueurs and digestives.
Let's get to the food.
Okay,
get to the food.
Come on.
Anyway,
snack
what do we got? Starters, a fresh seasonal meal. Fruit, smoked trout, charcuterie plate.
Ooh.
It's all very plain.
You can have a full breakfast.
Yeah, nice.
Tomato and cheese omelet.
I'll have that.
It's because it's
buttermilk pancakes.
It's British Airways.
British food.
When you start getting into like Singapore and stuff like that, they have funner menus.
So you've got the green curry.
Thai green curry.
How exotic.
The grilled halloumi wrap. Oh, God, you are. you wouldn't say no.
It's
not at all.
Is what I'm saying.
It is plain.
Look, whereas, I am underwhelmed by that menu.
No, if you're on Thai Air or something.
Yeah, or
like
Singapore
that.
Airlines or something. Yeah, which Matthew's first pointy end trip is happening this weekend.
You're going to love it.
How exciting. thing.
Say g'day to the guys for me.
Give Marty Marty's regards. Memorial seat as I walk past it.
Oh, you know the Jetstar crew.
Troy, I have a question about that. Are the flight attendants going to judge me if I just want to get straight into bed? Like, get up to cruising and then I want to be in bed.
You don't want to enjoy the facilities?
You say to them, could you please make my bed up, mate?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
yeah.
I'd be wanting to enjoy the facilities.
They're not going to judge me as soon as the seatbelt sign goes off.
Do you know how many flights they've done? They've seen a million requests.
Yeah,
they couldn't care less.
Right.
Marty on board.
You go straight to the toilet, get your little gym jams on, and while you're in the toilet, ask her or him, probably her, to make your bed, and then you just go and lay in your bed, mate. Put your eye mask on.
Hang on, your bed requires making?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Can't you just make it?
Well, oh God, well, you could, but why would you?
You know how much you're paying for
this? A lot of money.
You're just going to be making their job easier by going to sleep the whole time.
You will.
Yeah, so, true. Yeah.
How long's the flight?
I can still order food from bed, though, can't I?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, great. They'll take your order before you take off.
Wow.
How long's the flight?
7 hours.
7 or 8.
Nice. Yeah.
And what time are you taking off?
Like 7:30 in the morning or something.
Oh, breakfast. Oh, you're going to have a day sleep.
Breakfast and lunch.
What time are you land?
Day sleep's never bothered him.
No, never.
Yeah. It's perfect for me, actually. Yeah. I think I land just before lunchtime in Singapore.
Nice. Yeah.
And then what's happening then? You hit the ground, go to the airport.
Yeah, do a few fun things, then go to bed.
So you've obviously already organised all of that stuff.
Yeah, got a full itinerary. We're doing all the touristy stuff.
What are you doing first afternoon?
This might be a dumb question, but what is the touristy stuff in Singapore?
Well, there's the Marina Bay Sands.
Yes.
And then they've got little sections like, you know, Arab Street, Chinatown, little India.
Markety sort
like
of things.
A beach club type place, a little island, Sentosa.
Sentosa Island.
It's like everywhere at one place.
Mm. Yeah. It's very small, Singapore.
It's not big, is it? I'd love to go to Singapore.
It's just a little island.
A little city state.
Day
one. Considered a country.
We're doing a hawker centre, Chinatown, and then we've booked a table at a rooftop bar.
He actually has a full itinerary. He's got a full itinerary.
Yeah. You are busy, Matthew.
I've never planned a hot
But also,
like that.
well done for getting there at a time when you can still do something on the first day.
Yeah, that's important.
Smart. It's going to be great.
Smart. Yeah. Good trip.
Nice. Anyway,
have fun.
Don't worry about getting your bed, mate.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not worried. Just curious.
Mm. Okay. You'll love it.
Sorry I said you were worried.
Perhaps we finish with a game for Matthew.
Yeah!
Oh, yes!
DC has led this. This is a DC idea.
Oh,
good stuff.
He's also teamed up with Jay Mueller to make an opener.
Oh, here it is. Let's play it.
Live from the Triple M Studios, this is Name the Reader with Will Ralston and Matthew Thompson.
Great, I love the reader.
That's excellent. He's going to blitz this.
Now, Jay's mentioned me, but I think Troy, yours is going to have to lead it because I don't have the
clips in front of me.
No. I'll give you the concept. Sure. We're going to play between 1 and 3 seconds of a newsreader saying good evening and then our top story. And then you just have to identify the newsreader.
I'm nervous.
It's the gift.
Yeah, but for newsreaders.
Newsreader.
I love this.
Wow.
It starts easy.
National and international?
We'll find out. A lot of these people I do not know.
You have no idea.
There's a couple on here I'm not sure who these people are. They are all domestic.
They're all Australian. Well, he's going to absolutely blitz this.
I hope so.
It'll be Perth afternoon and he'll be like, yeah.
All right, you ready for the first one?
I am. Thank you,
Troy. Here we go.
Good evening. A Melbourne mother is recovering in hospital tonight.
Oh, God, that's a long grab. Peter Mitchell, 7 users. Yes.
Well done, Ethan.
Peter Mitchell.
Level one.
Can we start easy?
Great.
Ready for the next one?
The high cost of preserving the popular public assets.
Oh. Mm. Oh, no, this one isn't one of the easy ones, but we...
That's right. No, it's definitely ABC News, but it's... It's not Dan Borsha. It's...
Shall we hear it again?
Yeah,
yes, hear it again.
The high cost of preserving
Jeremy
the
Fernandez.
Public
Oh, my God.
Jeremy Fernandez!
Jeremy Fernandez does New South Wales.
I know Jeremy Fernandez. He's a dark-skinned fellow.
ABC News Melbourne, too, apparently, according to what's in front of me.
He does the National Bulletin on the weekend.
Oh, right. DC may have logged it from the Melbourne feed.
Right.
Yes. So it's 2 from 2.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, third one.
Good evening. A man's body has been discovered on a street in Mount Pritchard in Sydney's southwest.
That's Nine News Sydney with Peter Overton.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, that was good.
That was a little layup for you, a little volley.
I love Peter Overton.
All right, ready for the fourth one?
Yep.
Good evening. An Ingle farm man is behind bars tonight.
We've got him.
Oh, is this mid-morning news? Go again.
Good evening. An Ingle farm man is behind bars tonight.
I know that.
I can see her. She's Brisbane 7 News.
No idea.
Oh, God.
No idea. Do you want it again? Third and final time?
Good evening. An Ingle farm man is behind bars tonight.
I think I know it.
Who do you reckon?
Is it Jennifer Kite?
No, it's the other brunette there. Ann someone?
Ann Stone? No.
No. Ann Saunders? No.
Ann Sanders.
Ann Sanders?
It's not Ann Sanders. It's Adelaide's Channel 7 newsreader, Rosanna Mangiarelli.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, Mangiarelli.
Adelaide.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good. I mean, Jesus. He's good, but he's not that good.
Okay. Anything else?
I've only known Peter Overton.
No. Got another couple here.
Let's go.
Next one.
Good evening. First tonight to the mother forced to give birth.
That's Candace Wyatt from 10 News First.
Yes!
Wow.
Candace, never heard of her.
Never wouldn't she, even consider watching 10 News
does
First.
Does she do weekends on 10? Because it's Jennifer Kite on 10 anyway.
Keep asking me. I've got no idea.
There's another four. Here's the next one.
Let's get
going. Who's this?
Good evening. A Tarnate woman forced to give birth on the side of the road.
Tom Steinford from 9 News Melbourne.
Yes.
I would have got him eventually.
I would have got him the third guy.
I wouldn't.
What about this person?
Thank you, Mike. And that's 10 News. Now you know as much as me.
Is he still going? I thought he was valet.
No, he's not valet.
No, he's just retired.
He's retired.
Yeah. Career valet.
Out of this world phenomenon.
Okay, who's this one?
Good evening. An arrest at gunpoint in the CBD.
Oh.
It's 10 News.
Yeah.
I mean, gunpoint.
Good evening. An arrest at gunpoint in the CBD.
Nah, I don't know that one. Who is it?
That is Kate Freeband from Channel 10 in Adelaide.
Yeah, she does the weather for 10
News Melbourne.
Not good
with these
Adelaide's a blonde.
I'll have to go.
One more.
You've done amazingly well.
You sure have.
You've only missed the two Adelaide
people. Yeah.
And that's all the news for now. We'll have updates for you during the evening. Until I see you again, may your news be good news and good night.
Oh, is that Brian Naylor?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Brian Naylor.
Well done.
Well done, Matt.
That was fun. Thank you, guys. Thank you, DC, for putting that together.
Yes, well done, DC.
There'll be many more games for you to take part in.
I like that.
Mainly hide the sausage.
Enjoy the Singapore sling. Let's get into the full show dump from Triple
M. Troy?
Wasn't a no.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
We made it through from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's the Marty Sheargold Show. Marty Sheargold Show. Let's all take our shirts off and get ready for the weekend. It's the Marty Sheargold Show. Marty Sheargold Show.
Friday morning, welcome to it. Marty, how are you?
Yes. Happy Friday, everyone.
Yeah, it is. Going into a long weekend as well.
So much going on today. Yeah. It's Matthew's final day in his role as executive producer.
And it's a special day because Lauren just flashed me during the intro to the show.
I did not.
She just pulled your top up.
Let's all take our top shirts off.
Happy International Women's Day, Loz.
Thank you.
You've been a wonderful woman in my life.
Thank you.
That's where that ends.
That's fine.
Well, not really, because International Women's Day today, we're playing all female artists all day.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. Absolutely serious. And there's some great artists coming up.
Roll me through a few of the names.
Excellent.
Kylie Minogue.
Yes.
Great. We're playing Kylie.
Yes, it's some state. Yes, no, course. Not us on our show, but it's some state.
Oh, you're just naming female artists.
No, these are artists that don't normally appear on Triple M. Amy Winehouse.
Ooh.
Mary J. Blige is doing it
U2's Song One.
Yeah. Pink as well.
Your favourite.
My favourite, who I'm seeing next week.
I think Avril Lavigne makes an appearance as well.
Avril Lavigne.
Complicated.
Natalie Merchant. It's going to be awesome today.
From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Wow.
Yes.
And the footy tonight, Triple M's rocking the footy.
Obviously, that's when the women's music stops.
The footy starts.
We don't play music.
Yeah. Yes. No, we can't play music when the footy's off.
No, because you have a football game.
Of course. Jeez, a lot happening today.
And Mick Malloy is with us.
Mick Malloy. Weather's looking fantastic. A little too hot for the long weekend, but let's not complain.
I know. Enjoy the long weekend. Enjoy Moomba this weekend in Melbourne too, if you're getting along.
Absolutely.
Top 6 at 6.
There you go. Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
We're going to be talking to Cassie Servos about this a little bit later in the show.
She's 7 News' Melbourne crime reporter.
Thank you, Matthew. The son of an ex-AFL player has faced court charged with the murder of missing Ballarat mum Samantha Murphy. They're not making his name public. He's a Scotsburn man, which I'm assuming is around
in that area.
I think. He's the son of a former Geelong and Richmond player. I don't know. I'm sure people are trying to madly work out who that is.
Speculate.
He's had his name struck from the public record amid concerns raised by his lawyer that he was at risk of self-harm. Okay. How far is Scotsburn out of Ballarat?
Not very far.
16 km.
Yeah.
Right.
Coming in at 2, worms living near Chernobyl have developed a new superpower. They appear to be immune to radiation. What?
Wow.
This is evolution at work.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
We heard something similar recently with the wolves around Chernobyl.
That's right.
Huh. Yeah.
It's pretty quick, though, isn't it?
Mm.
40 years
like
of...
for a worm to evolve in 40 years to be immune to radiation.
Their lives are much shorter than ours, I suppose.
I mean, they are turning over.
They are turning over.
Their sort of DNA is having a chance to reinvent itself often.
The worm churn.
The worm churn.
Sounds like a show on Triple M.
It really does. Worm it or churn it. coming in at 3, Australia's most sexually active woman, Annie Knight. I thought I was going to say Matthew Thompson. Has pledged to sleep with 600 men after saying she's sick of being judged for her sexual appetite.
Yeah.
For having one. 600 men. Jeez, you're working through a few blokes there. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm all for it. I hope I end up being one of the 600 at some point.
Yeah.
But seems a hectic schedule. What else are you doing around that 600 blokes?
I know a man who has had it a lot more than that and has a spreadsheet.
Oh, wow.
Spreadsheet. Like a Google spreadsheet.
Yeah, that's full on. That's investment.
If it was indeed an investment, you could get a return on that. But you've just built a spreadsheet of birds you've potted.
For some reason, that's gross to me, but for her, I'm like, power to you, sister.
Is she doing a spreadsheet?
No, maybe.
I mean, a spreadsheet seems pretty clinical.
Yeah.
It's too clinical.
Don't we all prefer to forget?
It takes the fun out of you. This is a regret
and forget. Regret and forget. That's my biography note. My autobiography. Regret and forget.
A Marty Sheagold show story.
Coming in at 4, new lanes and signage on both sides of the West Great Freeway are set to open this morning, improving the commute for motorists. I wouldn't have thought so. Give us a ring if you think it's improved. 1-3-3-5-3.
Jeez, it's good this morning.
If you're on the Westgate Freeway and you think that the new lines have helped improve the commute, feel free to give us a ring and we'll put you through and you can give us your 20 cents.
I hope they do for you if you're in that situation.
Well, you're a very generous man.
I'm hoping.
Jeez, lovely.
Jeez, you're a lovely man. Coming in at 5, Penny Wong can add being the longest serving female cabinet minister in Australian history to her list of achievements. She gained the title on Wednesday when she marked her 2,769th cumulative day in cabinet.
Wow.
Taking over from former Liberal Senator Amanda Vanstone's previous record.
Go Penny.
Go Penny. What's happened to Amanda Vanstone? I mean, not size-wise, obviously. I'm asking genuinely.
Is that rhetoric?
It's International Women's Day. Have some respect.
Me?
Yes.
And I think Penny Wong is still our most trusted politician. I think she won a survey recently.
Did she?
Yeah. Very well respected.
Well, Penny Wong has no interest in leadership.
Well, let's wait and see, Matthew. Well,
she's the foreign minister, isn't she?
Yeah.
As if you don't know.
No one has an interest in leadership. Oh, let's not pretend Labor haven't had the most horrendous historical record over the last decade of changing leaders.
Oh, yeah, they both have.
Oh, my God.
About as each other.
Bloody Kevin
seconds.
Rudd nearly ruined the whole joint.
Yes.
Dipstick. The new McDonald's Chicken McMuffin is hitting McDonald's in Australia after being served in New Zealand, Matthew.
Amazing. I want one.
Yes.
Top 6 at 6.
Apparently there's some updates on the Westgate.
Oh, yeah.
We did a soft solicit, as they say, in the trade. Give us a bell. There's been new lines and markings put into the Westgate Freeway in an attempt to improve the commute. Vic in Wollert has rung us. G'day, Vic.
Hey, Marty. How are you, buddy?
I'm wonderful, mate. The suggestion is that the commute has improved, Vic. What do you think?
Not really, mate. Just 40 k's. down to 30 now. Trying to head out to Geelong, so yeah, no good.
Down to 30, heading out to Geelong.
Oh, geez, that's awful.
Yeah. I would have thought, at least heading out to Geelong, I would have thought you could have got a little bit of momentum.
Yeah. At 20 past six.
Jesus Christ. Why is everyone going to Geelong at 20 past six, Vic?
I've got no idea, mate. No idea at all. I'm only working.
Yeah, I know, Vic. Glad you're hearing you, mate.
I've got Sean in Frankston, Marty.
Sean, how do you think it's going? Would you say the commute has improved?
Nah, they've ruined it.
They've ruined it. It's like Exhibition Street in the city, Sean. Totally ruined. How much worse is it, Sean?
Well, just imagine four lanes trying to go home and now they've changed it to three or going to work. Oh. I don't know who comes up with the planning ideas, but even the on-ramp onto the West Gate from the Ring Road, that's now single lane.
What?
And there's 10,000 people coming out from the west.
That's the opposite about what I'm reading here. Apparently they're widening it from 8 to 11 lanes.
Maybe down the track,
but yeah. We've been pretty patient so far.
Yeah, you have.
You've been more than patient, Sean. Jesus
Christ. Turn around, go home.
I've been through there twice and nearly had a conniption both times. Honestly, I thought I was going to have a coronary one day there.
Good luck, Sean. All the songs we're playing this morning and right across the day today are from female artists.
Yeah. Really?
It's a lovely thing to do. It reminds me of when we do No Talk Day.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
I like it when Triple M gives itself over to big occasions.
That's right, and it's a big occasion today.
What will we do for Men's Day in November? We should set up a prostate check caravan out the front and I'll be in charge of checking. No gloves. Just straight up.
Marty, there's new lanes and signage. And
all men's music.
And all men's music.
Oh, yeah. For some.
On the West Gate.
New lanes, new signage on the West Gate. We've just asked people to give us a ring. Yeah. The suggestion was that the commute was going to improve. Buck from Hoppers Crossing's giving us a bell. How you going, Buck?
Yeah, good, mate. I've just driven along the West Gate now, heading out towards Geelong.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Outbound towards Geelong, five lanes are open now.
Right.
And Grief Parade's open.
Okay.
The Grief Parade, so yeah, it's a lot better.
It's a lot better.
Okay.
Well, that's good news, go. Buck.
Nice.
A nice balance for the show, because we'd had a couple of people say it wasn't better, Buck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot better now.
Good. All right. Excellent.
Excellent. Good on you, Buck.
On your Buck.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
Day, Marty, is March the 8th.
It's International Women's Day.
Sure is.
Hear me roar.
All congratulations.
All female artists all day today.
All day?
All day.
I won't do my usual stuff today.
No.
I love the ladies.
You do love the ladies. And that's the thing, you know.
I've got two daughters.
Yep.
Yep.
Very respectful, wonderful relationship we have.
You do.
Beautiful
like ScoMo.
Girls. Don't.
Like ScoMo.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
They love it when I play the ukulele. April sun in Cuba. I can't remember the words. Number one song in Australia today.
This one.
Proclaimers. 1989. God, this is in the wheelhouse.
500 more.
Massive song.
Really beautiful lyrics. There's nice covers of this as well.
I love this song.
Yeah. 1817, the New York Stock Exchange is founded. 1817.
Tram.
Yeah. How can it be? I'm on the water.
A tram on the West Coast?
1828, Australian postage stamps are issued for the first time. I wonder if anyone's got one of those.
Oh, I wouldn't. That'd be worth an absolute fortune.
I wonder if anyone's got an 1828 first release stamp.
Someone would have it.
I had to put a stamp on something the other day and I had some stashed away somewhere and it was only 50 cents. I don't think they're...
They don't work.
They don't?
I had to send a... No, they, I'm sure they were.
Yeah, maybe you have to put
need
two
like
on.
Yeah,
you have to put multiple stamps on. Stamps are a bloody rip-off.
I think I bought them once in my life and I was very nervous about it because I never bought a stamp before.
You were nervous?
Yeah. Yes. I'm like, what do I ask for?
A stamp.
A stamp.
Can I have a stamp?
If you really want to blow that conversation out, you could say, I'm trying to send a letter to here. Yeah. What value of stamp would I need?
That's what I mean.
It's an insight into how she's so afraid of sending the bibs out. Postage. This terrifies her.
For people who lose three-way, Lauren's promised to send them a bib, but she won't do it. We can't work out why.
Maybe it's a stamp.
Maybe it's a stamp related thing.
We just worked it out. Buy the stamps for you.
It's not the stamps. It's getting their addresses. I don't know how.
Gee, you're a good producer.
It's much like getting a stamp.
Isn't it?
Can I have your address?
You know, if I had to have a producer to save my life.
Hey.
It'd be Loza?
No, absolutely
not. No. I'm good at saving lives. I'm not good at doing sending things.
No, mate.
Doing
sending things?
Nice.
Yeah. Marty's dying. Where's Leon?
1996, Fargo, directed by the Coen brothers, starring Frances McDormand, William H. Macy and Steve Buscemi, is released in the US.
No, I don't think I've got anything for that.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that Oh Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
Great character.
Great movie.
It's excellent. Has anyone watched the series?
Yes.
No,
I've
but
seen
there's
the first...
a new one out now, isn't there?
No,
there's a number of series, but they're all self-contained.
Like, yeah.
True Detective.
True Detective.
Yeah. True Detective.
It's really good, Fargo.
Yeah, I'd like to watch it.
2014, in one of aviation's greatest mysteries, the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, carrying a total of 239 people, disappears en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing.
Yeah, ten years ago.
Ten years ago.
Unbelievable. Talking about mounting another search, I think, too, I was reading the other day.
Oh, dear.
I don't...
Sad situation.
Why is there so much interest in finding this plane?
Well, because
we just don't know.
In a world of so much detail, we just don't know what happened.
One of the last great mysteries we've ever had.
It really is.
Yeah.
Oh, there's greater mysteries than that. How's Richard Wilkins still got a job?
I don't know about that.
Are you happy with that?
I love Richard.
Richard doesn't hear that.
He won't care. We share the same birthday, mate.
You do too.
All is forgiven.
We're basically brothers. No one felt more for Richard than I did when Luke Mangan had to drop him food boxes through
and had COVID.
I'll never forget Richard standing there going, if it wasn't for the support of people like Luke Mangan who can drop me some food from his wonderful restaurants.
We're so glad he didn't miss out on the credits.
Like losing their jobs.
Got his credit away.
Oh, Richard.
2020, Australia wins the Women's T20 World Cup final, beating India by 85. Fifth title in front of 86,000 people at the MCG.
And Katy Perry performed live.
Yes, she did.
That's right.
And it was a huge super spreader event in the end. It was early days of COVID. I remember that. And you were getting in contact. Someone in your bay had COVID.
Oh, that's God.
Heavy. That restaurant I went to on the peninsula sent me a message saying someone had tested positive to COVID, like in a time window. And I was like, but I wasn't there then.
Yeah.
I'm sure I wasn't. I'd gone to look at the sculpture garden.
Oh, you didn't check out, Marty.
No, see, that odd thing. I was really bad at all that stuff.
Yeah. I don't think I ever got one of those text messages.
Did you check in?
Oh, yeah.
You're lying. Joe DiMaggio passed away on this day in 1999.
It's on this day for the 8th of March.
Time to get jiggy with it.
The heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
Update your wardrobe with our Breaking the Bank at Uncle Rico. Get four tees for only $99 for a limited time only. Applicable to printed white tees only. Is a T and C there, Marty?
Well, when I got to work today, Lauren dropped a giant bag of Uncle Rico gear on the floor and we all went through it and grabbed what we want. There was T-shirts, caps, hats. William's got his... Pasito terry toweling on at the moment. Yeah. And how do we describe the sunglasses?
I would call them speed dealers.
Speed dealers is colloquially how it goes. I'm not personally dealing.
No, I know
you. No, you're not. But that's just the look of them. There's pink ones. Maybe we should have matching ones and we can wear them to find
Matthew's got his Cobb Gobbler T-shirt because he loves Cobb.
Cobbler.
I got my iHeart DP T-shirt.
You got your iHeart DP, which I wasn't really sure what DP meant.
No.
Casey's in Grantville. Good morning, Casey. How are you going?
Good, yourself, Tim. How are we all?
Okay, Casey. Mate, it's Friday, happy, Casey.
Yeah, happy Friday. Yeah.
You got Monday off?
sure do.
Well done, buddy. Troy is in Caroline Springs. Hello, Troy.
Morning, all.
How are you, mate?
Very, very well.
You got Monday off?
I do. Looking forward to that.
Yes.
Nice. That's the way.
Do you know the roads were so busy this morning? I think people are trying to get in early.
Yes.
So they can get out and get on the road.
Long weekend.
It's a good idea.
I would have left last night.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would have had a midday Thursday appointment that I can't get out of. I'm sorry,
and
guys.
Then a woofer down.
And then I'm just thinking if I'll be able to get back into the office. Do you know what? I don't think I'll be able to make it back in.
No. I've got a few emails I can punch out from home.
I could do it from home. I'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah.
Bit of that going on, I reckon.
I reckon.
For sure. Casey versus Troy. Here we go. Tell me what these three things have in common. Your name's your buzzer. Best of three, best of two. Curveball sent in by Jody on the old Insta. Question one, name is your buzzer. Windscreen wipers, bulletproof vests, fire escapes.
Casey.
Yes, Casey.
All used in cars.
Look, nice try, Casey. This is a very tough curveball.
What is it?
Troy?
No idea, guys.
All of those things were invented by women.
I am woman, hear me roar. Numbers too big to ignore.
Jody sent that through like a week ago
in anticipation of today.
What were they again?
Windscreen wipers, bulletproof vests, and fire escapes.
Well done, mate.
Bulletproof vests is a good one for the ladies.
Fire escapes, I mean, that seems pretty straightforward.
Fire escapes does. Ladies sick of being shot.
Are you saying women are simple?
What did you say?
I said nothing.
Hang on, what?
Casey versus Troy, question two. Name is your buzzer. Miss Free Love, 69. Mm. Come anytime. Bittersweet.
Casey.
Pop.
Single?
No. Troy?
It's a band, but I can't remember the band, sorry.
You're right, it is a band. It's songs by the Hoodoo Gurus.
There's no points here, Marty. Right. This is for the win.
This is for the win.
Three.
One of the great three-ways, it has to be said. I'm glad this is for International Women's Day. This is what the men deserve today. Question three. Professional freestyle Greco-Roman.
Troy! Wrestling.
Yes!
And Casey goes into the three strike.
Bit boy! Casey!
Hey?
You're bit boy!
Exactly.
Yep. All gone.
That's all right.
Casey. Okay,
you'll get your bib one day.
He sounds down, doesn't he?
He does. What's on the
back page? It is time right now for your sporting news. The Wide World of Will. What's happening, William?
Thank you, Troy. Sydney kicked off their 2024 season with a win, celebrating their 150th season.
I forgot it was on. Can you believe it? That's how far out of the football world I was.
You missed how much of the opening quarter?
I know. I messaged you. I go, where's Max?
Yeah, he was off the ground.
He was off the ground. I thought, in my mind, I thought, please don't tell me he's done his knee.
No. He was fine. But he was beaten.
I know.
People admit that Brody Grundy was the best player on the ground. He's the headline out of last night.
But Max still played well.
Max was serviceable. Max was fine.
I thought he went well.
He's rarely bad.
No, Grundy.
I think Grundy definitely got the upper hand. 22-point win for the Swans against Melbourne. 40,000 at the SCG on a greasy night. It was very dewy, and it was hard to handle the footy and it was slipping around. Matthew, you noticed that as well.
I noticed that as well. They were trying to rub the ball on the field to dry it off or something.
Matthew watched the whole game.
Did you?
Yeah. Start to finish.
I love footy. I listen to it on Triple M and watch it on the
How's the lag?
Well done.
Oh, you can sync it up.
Can you?
Yeah. A little bit of fiddling.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that's your specialty.
So as I said, Brody Grundy, the headline, the first game at his third club, and he resembled the player that we saw in that 2018-19
era. He looked like the guy that won the 10-year contract.
Yep, two-time All-Australian, two-time best and fairest in that era. And he was stung by a blue bottle the morning of the game.
No way.
Going for a pre-match swim at
Maybe
Bondi.
Maybe gave him special powers.
Yeah. He says, it was absolutely the worst pain I've ever felt. I don't wish that upon anyone.
Did he wee on himself?
They've dispelled that. Vinegar's the go
now. That's right. Mm. How many times did they actually play together?
Not many.
No.
I want to guess 8.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually more than I thought.
Yeah. No, they sort of double rucked it. And
yeah.
then Brody was out for a while.
Yeah.
23 touches last night for Brody, 9 clearances, 4 marks. He was very good. Isaac Heaney was close to player of the match. He started the first centre clearance, so we'll get a bit more midfield time for Isaac this year, I imagine. He was big around the stoppages. Jack Viney was enormous for Melbourne. 2 goals along with a bucket
load
of touches.
Sydney just ran over them.
They did in the end, and Melbourne will be rueing a wayward first half. They had the opportunities and they couldn't do it. Clayton Oliver, though, was impressive. Tonight, Brisbane taking on Carlton up at the Gabba. Orazio Fantasia makes his debut for the Blues in his 100th game of football, so best of luck to him. Lions effectively full strength, minus only Connor McKenna and Dev Robertson from that grand final side.
You'll be watching that, mate.
Yes.
Did you guys end up organising to watch that together?
Where are you watching it?
William's going with his
mate.
His
you're
friends.
More than welcome to come.
I might. You're going to your side, aren't you?
Yeah.
I might.
We'll do
I'll
it
see.
Off air.
Yeah. That does not sound like you're going.
I don't have... I'm not... very confident in us tonight.
Oh, so you're just going to be a fair weather fan this
Absolutely
year?
Absolutely not.
You won't go and watch if they're doing it tough?
I'll see how we go after our Matthew drinks.
Okay.
Well, you're up early tomorrow with Dead Set Legends from
That's
10
right.
on Triple M.
Yes.
Oh, well, you got to keep yourself tidy, mate.
I do. As do the Friday Huddle boys, who start at 6 for the first time in 2024. So best of luck to the Friday.
There you go. Here's the back page.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thank you, Mr. DJ.
10K.
Spin it, DJ.
Marty, 10 grand for your long weekend. It'd be nice.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Jeez, that'd put some pep in your step as you're heading off to wherever you're going.
Yep.
I try not to travel on long weekends.
Yeah, me too.
Learned that lesson over Easter for the last, 20 years.
That's right, the Phillip Island experience.
Oh, the Phillip Island experience was the one where I just went, that is it.
Hours, wasn't
when
it
I was
for you?
When I wasn't even in Coo-wee Rup yet.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Is this a single lane road?
I know.
Good luck if you're travelling this weekend. Dane in Gladstone Park.
Hello, Dane.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, Dane. Good,
mate. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thank you. Really good.
You got Monday off, Dane?
I don't. I got to work Sunday and Monday.
Oh, no. Oh, what do you do?
I'm in public service.
Oh, what does that mean, Dane?
I'm going to be like Chris. I'm going to not say it like last week.
Oh, are you a policeman, Dane?
Oh, no, not quite.
Do you know Chris?
I do actually, yes.
It's a weird person to bring up.
He was a policeman.
Was
he a policeman? No.
No, Chris was the female last week.
Oh, that's right. She was. Oh,
we had a female.
What did she do?
She wouldn't tell us, and we were like, "You work for like."
Oh, that's right. She was a spy working for
ASIO.
Now we've got our second spy in a week.
We're both spies. You've got us.
Yeah.
Number one's ASIO employees.
What do you think of the Chinese?
Next question.
Definitely a spy.
Okay. Hey, there you go.
Yes.
Definitely a spy.
Dane's probably not his real name.
No. What's your real name, Dane?
Marty.
Gotcha!
Fat.
all right, man of mystery. Dane, who's your favourite band of all time?
Probably the Foo Fighters, I think.
We get a lot of that.
Yeah.
We get a lot.
They've got a good range.
Oh, mate. 20 plus
good
years
range.
Now.
Yeah.
But you won't hear them today.
No, you won't hear them today. Not before 6. Possibly after the footy. They'll be the first one we let out of the cage.
All female artists today for International Women's Day.
The music program is at Triple M will be absolutely sweating bullets waiting to fire that first Foo Fighters song off.
Yeah, all 80s as well, isn't it?
No. What's happened here? Because we've gone all women. Have we made it women from the 80s?
No. So we've just rested awesome 80s for this week, but it'll be back next Friday.
Yeah. I know, Dane. I agree.
After the footy around 10:30 tonight, we'll get back to awesome 80s there.
Dane's uncovered a snag.
He's uncovered a real weakness.
He's a spy. There's flaws everywhere.
You don't have to tell me, Dane. I work here. There's a lot of changes going on.
A lot of changes happening.
A lot of changes
happening.
A lot of changes happening.
Thank you, Matthew.
Dane, I'm going to hand you over to Troy Ellis, the king of steamed greens, bok choy himself, 2017 Hall of Famer. All-round legend of the peninsula.
Thank you, Marty.
The services to the art. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the fabulous.
Thank you, Marty. Oh, Dane.
Yes.
Song one, we need Tyler, an artist, for 10 grand. 10 seconds on the clock. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh,
No idea. It sounds like camera clicks.
Yeah. Yes.
Vogue Madonna.
Oh, as well. Not bad. It was Duran Duran, Girls on Film.
Oh, no.
Dane, it's a pretty iconic start, that one. I thought you might get it.
All I literally heard was The Shutters, and that was it.
Yeah.
That's the start of the song.
That's actually the game, Dane.
Yeah.
So for a spy, you haven't done that well.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Mick Malloy with us after Mick. Ace.
He's one of my favourite men in the world.
Yeah.
Geez, we have fun when we're together.
Of course you do.
I love blokes like that. We just have a laugh. No one has to go, how are you feeling? Are you okay?
But it's also
I'm fine. Let's have a schooner.
It's important to ask those questions.
Absolutely.
No. Squish those feelings.
No.
Push them down like everyone's always done.
No.
Why do you think so many blokes in the suburbs are so unhappy?
Because they're pushing down their feelings.
No.
Correct.
Because they're not allowed to catch up with Mick.
We're catching up with Mick after 8. Very hot long weekend coming up too. 39 tomorrow, 38 for Sunday, 38 for Monday.
I'm going to go to Moomba.
Of course. Yeah.
And I'm thinking I'll go commando. I just don't think underpants are going to help me at Moomba.
Or you just wear a Speedo.
Oh, I think I'm a bit too old for that.
Yeah. Really?
Make sure you wear linen shorts.
I'd be the only gay in the village if I turn up in a Speedo.
Only gay in the village.
Bright red one.
Yeah, bright red one. People would be like pointing at me going, is that him?
That cannot be Marty Sheargold.
That cannot be him.
Is he wearing a Speedo?
He's heavy. And short. And what is that beard? He's a pig. He is a pig. And he is clearly drunk in public again. Not as much fun now,
the
is
fun
it?
Out of it. Yeah.
How'd you hurt yourself at home is the question we're asking now. People get hurt at home all the time.
All the time.
What about when I fell off the toilet after midnight oil and bumped my head?
Oh, that's right. Or when you slid off the couch and you got carpet burn on your forehead.
That was unfortunate. Yeah. I tried to slide onto the couch with one hand to be quite cool, except I missed the couch and my forehead hit the rug. And it was a sisal rug.
Yeah.
One of those deep corded rugs.
Oh, yeah.
And I just took a divot of skin out between my eyes.
I know that photo of that is on my phone somewhere.
I've seen the photo.
I cannot find it.
That was a home injury.
Yeah.
I've had a couple, actually. Now that I think about it, nearly killed myself when I got shocked by the air conditioner.
Yeah.
I lopped the end of my thumb recently.
Yeah.
It's like just a little disc of skin.
When you're julienning the carrots?
It was capsicum, actually. Oh. Right. It was a
capsicum's not my favourite in other news.
Mm. Oh,
I love capsicum.
What's your favourite colour?
Oh, capsicum. Red, I think.
Is that the phoner?
No, the phoner is how did you hurt yourself at home?
How did you hurt yourself at home? Give us a bell, 133353. I love these phoners. Yeah. You know I do. How did you hurt yourself at home? Cameron Munster appears unlikely to play in Melbourne's NRL Round 1 match.
Mitch.
And that's tonight at Amy Park, 8 p.m.
Gee, that is.
Yeah.
Against the defending premiers, Penrith. Geez, that'll be a bloody good game of rugby league.
He's the only one really out of their full strength lineup.
I wish I hadn't made plans. I actually forgot I was thinking about going to watch that. Bloody hell. That'll be a belter.
Yeah.
Munster has a troublesome groin, and he's been unable to train. Troublesome groin. Was that related to Queens?
Come on!
Oh, slow down, everyone.
Hey, no.
Was that related to the Queensland?
It doesn't matter.
Munster's been able to train fully since re-injuring his groin when he slipped in the shower. While the Storm were, and this bit is loosely at home, in Fiji for a pre-season clash with Newcastle.
It's Fiji home.
More about the shower.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone has a shower at home.
We're saying mundane injuries that you've done at home.
Exactly.
I sliced my thumb open on a tin of tuna.
That's right. Okay. That's exactly what we're talking about.
133353.
Take a break, sweets.
What?
Just sit out for one.
I'm contributing.
It's Women's Day. Women's Day.
Oh, it's Women's Day. No, you're back. I was looking good for the Fiji game, and then I slipped in the shower, so it wasn't ideal, says the Munster.
Yeah.
It's a frustrating injury, but I'm doing everything I can to get it right. Slipping in the shower.
Oh, you don't
you get to an
that.
Age where yeah. I've actually got a grab rail in the shower now.
I can't remember
her name, but she's in there. Holly is in Broadmeadows. Hello, Holly.
Morning, guys. How are we doing?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. Thank you.
Happy long weekend, I hope, Holly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You got Monday off?
Sure do.
What do you do for a living, Holly?
At the moment, I'm
driving a courtesy bus.
A courtesy bus.
I love
what a great
courtesy
job.
Buses.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a courtesy bus?
They're the best.
The local club and around the suburbs.
That's it. And just looking after the local folk.
Yeah,
oh,
nice.
Good
job.
So
good job. That's what I call
frontline hero.
Frontline hero.
Yeah.
Getting back.
Drunk old people home.
Drunk.
That's frontline hero work. You got Madge
singing
at the
on the
club.
Bus as well. You should hear him.
Yeah, I know, mate. Oh you God, got Madge excellent. At the club. Yeah. She's punched a couple of sherries in.
Yeah,
you got to get her home.
Get to bed safe, Wanda.
Yeah. And then bip bip. Make sure they get right in the door and shut the door.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they love it.
All right, Holly. How'd you hurt yourself at home, mate?
It was in my 20s when I was living at home, and I came home and after a few sherbets and. Obviously felt a bit crook and got up in the wee hours to have a spew and lost balance and put my head straight through the wall.
Strong start.
Oh,
dear. Drunk, vomited, head through the wall.
You walked into a door on Monday.
I forget about
but
that.
But he wasn't at home. He was in public.
Yeah,
that's
a different
phone.
Very embarrassing. Shane and Carrum Downs.
Hello, Shane.
How you going, Loz, boys? How
Good
are we?
Shane.
Good Shane. Shane. Happy International Women's Day.
Oh, awesome, mate. First thing, Marty, it's Shane from Carrum Downs, your G-string buddy.
Oh, yeah, Shane from Carrum Downs, my G-string buddy.
Pardon?
Your G-string buddy?
I don't know what it means, but I'm going with it.
How are you G-string buddies?
I'm not sure how we're G-string buddies. How are we G-string buddies?
Yeah, I rang up last time about blokes that wear G-strings.
Right. Do any guys wear G-strings? Shane does.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I hope.
Shane. How'd you hurt yourself at home, Shane?
Oh, same like the last call. I was at home, had a few frothies, and had a new bloke that moved in next door. So thought it might be funny to put a. He had a work van, electrician. Thought it might be funny to put a couch up on top of his van. So
when good fun.
Got out in the morning. He was like, "Jesus, what's here?" So as I was jumping off, I jumped off, had nothing on my feet, landed on my feet, and broke both heels, snapped them straight through.
Oh my God.
So I was in a wheelchair for 3 months with my legs straight up in the air.
Oh my God.
Shane. So silly.
Technically, it was outside. It's still at home.
Oh, I would accept that.
Well,
totally.
Neighbor's driveway?
You're
moving further away from your own property there, but I'm accepting it.
Home adjacent.
Matt is in queue this morning to talk about how he hurt himself at home. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. Hi, Matt. Long time, first time.
Good on you, Matt.
So my story involves a frozen English muffin. So first time being out of home and decided to sort of reward myself, treat myself by getting some very new and sharp knives.
Nice. Good start.
Nice.
And anyway, breakfast comes around, decide that I want to have, as you do, start your day off right with a frozen English muffin. Try to figure out how I'm going to separate this, and instead of using my brain and potentially putting it in.
You cut your hand with the knife on a frozen muffin. Thank you, Matt.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Marty, we're talking how'd you hurt yourself at home this morning?
William's got an Instagram message.
Yeah. Marcus. Yes, Marcus says, morning, ladies. Happy Women's Day.
Yeah, nice.
At home, went down the stairs, tripped and broke my right foot and broke and dislocated my left toes.
Oh.
Ammo's green whistle, happy days.
Nice.
And look at the x-ray he sent through.
Give us a look at the x-ray.
He has busted his toes.
Oh, my God. That little toe is adjacent to the rest of the toes.
It's flopping.
Something keeping that guy on there.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Oh, my God, that looks... Is there anything more painful than toes?
Oh, no, not at all.
I mean, heartbreak, obviously. What's
on the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. Righto, sporting time, sporting news, what is happening in the wide world of Will.
Roy, Marty, you're copying it a bit in our Instagram messages this morning.
What for?
When we had Max Gorn in here on Tuesday, you said, hey, you are going to school Brody Grundy.
Yes, I did.
And unfortunately, Brody was just about best on ground last night.
Yeah, well, Brody's had his good game for the year. Watch him go back into his 10-year, $10 million deal box.
He looked back to his best, so we'll see how he goes for the rest of the season. But a 22-point win for the Swans. Swans in their 150th season, kicking off the AFL season last night against the D's, 40,000 at the SCG. There was a tribute before the game for Jesse Baird and his partner Luke Davies.
Oh, that's a lovely
match.
Touch.
Of course, Jesse was a AFL goal umpire.
That's right.
So very, very moving scenes before
And they
the
were Sydney guys, weren't they?
Yeah, Sydney guys. Okay. Brody Grundy, as I said before, he was stung by a blue bottle in a pre-match swim at Bondi Beach around the ear, so it must have latched
it,
on.
It looked
really
like it got him behind the ear.
Yeah, it blew up.
That's got to hurt.
That's got to have given him superpowers.
Some sort of superpower, because he was instrumental. Isaac Heaney, close to player of the match, playing a lot of midfield time, so we'll see more of that in 2024, I imagine. For Melbourne, Clayton Oliver was pretty good. Jack Viney was enormous.
Two goals
along with heaps of touches. And Bailey Fritch scored four goals himself. But they'll be ruining a missed opportunity. The Swans running away with it, mainly in the third term.
Yeah, just got over the top of them.
They did. Tonight, the Lions take on the Carlton Football Club, a rematch of that prelim final up at the Gabba last year. It will be the first game for Orazio Fantasia playing for Carlton in game 100. Tom De Koning named as the number one ruck for the Blues, which raised a few eyebrows.
So okay.
Mark Pitnett not named for Carlton.
Not named at all.
No. And Zach Williams making his 18-month return to the game. So best of luck to Zach Williams.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Scott Pendlebury has overcome a knee injury to be named for Collingwood against the Giants on Saturday. That's
Classic Pendles.
Doubt him at your peril.
Superhuman.
Absolutely.
He really is. He's got so much time, have you noticed, when he plays AFL.
Yeah.
I think it's from his basketball days.
Must be.
Background basketball stuff.
Big names missing for Richmond, though. Dusty Nankervis and Lynch, which means that Sam Naismith will play his first game in 4 years. So well done to him. Oh, He's been out of the game.
Wow.
A couple of ACLs. Played in the grand final for the Swans back in 2016. But
what a story.
Good
These
story.
Blokes that are just plugging away behind the scenes that you just entirely removed from your mind.
VFL guy. Port Melbourne guy.
Good on him.
And now he's back into the AFL scene. So
well done
to Sam Naismith. NRL. So there's no AFL games in Melbourne this weekend, so we're trying to go up to New South Wales and Queensland and steal Rugby League heartland, but Rugby League is playing in Melbourne. It's the only game.
And it's a belter.
That we'll see this weekend, and it is a belter, the Storm taking on the reigning premiers. Penrith, Cam Munster will miss, as we've just spoken before, with a groin injury. Did the splits in the shower when he slipped in Fiji, but hopefully it won't be too long. Ryan Papenhuyten is named. Harry Grant, his first game as captain, so best of luck to the Storm tonight, 8 p.m. at Amy Park. In the NBL last night.
Don't worry about the NBL.
No, it's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
It has
Melbourne
to be
United.
Really good.
They won a classic in overtime against Illawarra in the first semi-final of three.
All right, that is good.
So they can pinch it this Sunday if they win up there and then can make it into
cricket
the final.
Cricket kicking off at?
Cricket kicks off at 9 a.m. So you will see coverage from about 8:30, I imagine. Triple M is not rocking it, but we are hoping to win the second test over there
we'll be
in
rocking
New Zealand.
It, even if we're not rocking it.
Yeah, we'll be mentioning it.
We'll be rocking, we'll be rocking some part of it.
Part of it.
And boxing news.
Yeah.
YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul, the brother of Logan Paul.
Please
some
tell me he got
know.
Snotted.
He is fighting Mike Tyson.
July 20.
Wow, that'll do, mate.
It will be live on Netflix in front of 80,000 people
that
in Dallas.
That sport is a mockery.
He must, it must be set up and rigged. There's no way he would actually go in there and play Mike Tyson.
There's a 30-year age gap between the two.
Oh, my God. And it's like me fighting mum. We got to go.
That is the back page.
The Marty Shugel Show on Triple M.
Marty, Melbourne crime reporter Cassie Zervos from 7 News joins us now.
Hello, Cassie. How are you going?
Good morning, Marty.
Cassie, Samantha Murphy has gripped the nation for the last 4 weeks. It's turned out to be, well, potentially a terrible, terrible tragedy for her and her family. I believe you're on your way to court in Ballarat now to try to have the suppression order lifted that would name the person that police have alleged may have committed this crime?
Yeah, that's correct. So we are currently on our way to Ballarat Magistrates Court this morning. Yesterday in court, it was a packed room. Every seat was full. People were even standing up. There were members of the public in there. Just to paint a picture for you, his identity was already out in the public about 2 hours before his court appearance was heard. So we were all taken aback when that magistrate granted an interim suppression order. We stood up in court, we said our piece, but unfortunately at that time, she granted that interim suppression order. So today we are on our way to Ballarat to, we've got our lawyer representative heading up there as well, and they'll be fighting that one there this morning. So we can fairly and accurately report what what's going on for the public because, of course, as you say, this case has gripped not only Victoria but also Australia.
So, Cassie, the issue for the magistrate was that there was concern over the person self-harming. Is that correct?
That's correct. He's 22 years old. It's his first time in custody. His lawyer argued that because of the seriousness of the charge being one count of murder, that he could be at risk of self-harm. The magistrate obviously took that into huge consideration, and at that time it was a quick hearing. It was heard at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Courts close at about 4 o'clock most days. So I think in that time she said, I'm just going to grant it and we can hear it another time. That was supposed to be for April, but our lawyers got involved and it will be heard this morning. So I can imagine another packed courtroom here today. Yesterday there were so many members of the public who have been out searching for Samantha since she vanished, which was about 5 weeks ago. So you can imagine Ballarat, it's quite a close-knit community. Everyone sort of knows each other. Everyone wants to help. And there's been a lot of attention on this case, as you know.
So, Cassie, early February, there's an investigation launched by the police. Samantha's husband says that people just don't vanish into thin air. Someone's got to know something. Getting into the middle of February, more resources are thrown at it. Then they scale the search back, and Chief Commissioner Shane Patton treats it as suspicious. Then it felt as though, you know, other things started happening in the media, and it did quieten down a little bit, obviously not for the loved ones of Samantha, mm-hmm. but certainly from a general point of view. In the background, police are going through hours and hours and hours of CCTV footage. They've got so much information pouring in. And then Wednesday this week, we have this 22-year-old man arrested at his home in Ballarat. So what happens from now, regardless of the suppression order that you're trying to have lifted today? What's the process around this 22-year-old now?
The process for him, there will be a committal hearing in the year. So that's where police will allege what has happened. And of course, the investigation, as Shane Patton said yesterday, it is far from over. They still need to find Samantha and bring her home to her family. I mean, when you think about it, there's three children in this who have lost their mum. Mm-hmm. This woman left her house on a Sunday morning. It was that really hot Sunday to go for a run, something she has done most days. And I think that's why this case has captivated so many, is because so many people can relate to that, to do some exercise in the morning. So right now, the police are still working behind the scenes to try and locate where Samantha is and to bring just some sort of closure for her grieving family. Because at the end of the day, that's they just want to be able to say goodbye to their mum and their wife and their friends and their sister.
Well, let's hope this 22-year-old has enough sense and compassion and empathy for the family and loved ones of Samantha that he'll reveal, if indeed the accusation and allegation is true, where Samantha's body may be. Cassie, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I know how busy you are this morning. It's been lovely chatting with you. Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Melbourne crime reporter Cassie Zervos from 7 News.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thank you, Mr. DJ.
10K.
Spin it,
DJ.
Marty, Mick Molloy joining us in just a couple of minutes.
I can't wait to chat with Mickey. Dave is in Tullamarine to have a crack at Spin It, DJ. Good morning, Dave. How are you going, buddy?
Good morning, team, and happy International Women's Day, Loz.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Happy.
On you, Dave. Yeah.
No,
just cut it off.
Oh, sorry, Dale. I thought you'd finished. You finished?
Yes, but.
Oh, no.
You finished, Loz?
Yeah.
You sure?
Come
on.
I'm trying to find the photo we'd use for you.
Oh,
let me
hang
see.
On, mate. Dave, what do you do for a living?
I work at Boeing with aircraft parts.
Oh, Troy. Oh,
nice.
Do you make the flapperons?
Oh, somebody who knows their stuff. We hit up the stuff for the flapperons, yes.
Oh, do you? What's the flapperons?
It's the wings. They pretty much flap around on the wings.
Matthew,
the balance of the plane.
Are they the things that lift up when you're about to land?
It's the thing that washed ashore of MH370 on the Reunion Island thing. Remember that?
Yeah, they found a survivor thing?
What are you talking about?
When MH370 disappeared, a part of it turned up.
And it was a flapper on.
It was a flapper on.
The Madagascar one.
They help cut through turbulence, Dave, don't they?
Leading edges.
Yes, correct.
Oh, this is one of the great chats, Dave.
Oh, it's amazing.
You got Monday off?
Do have Monday off, mate. Nice. I'll be sleeping in.
Beautiful. Are you doing anything over the weekend?
Catching up with some friends tonight. We have a bit of a jam in the garage.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
What do you play, Dave?
Drums a little bit and vocals a little bit.
Nice.
And what sort of music do you play when you're jamming?
Well, one of our mates is Irish and he's obsessed with the Beatles, so we get stuck with them a lot.
Yeah.
A bit of everything, mate. A bit of old school stuff, a bit of new stuff, just a bit of fun.
What a great thing to do with your mates.
How fun is excellent.
Jeez, it'll be hot in the garage.
Jeez, it'll be hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's all right. A lot of drinks, mate, to cool us down.
There you go. Good man.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Good luck.
Thank you.
Who's your favourite band of all time?
Oh, it's got to be AC/DC followed by the Fooey's.
Oh, just back to back.
In the right place, Dave.
Back to back. I'm handing you over to Troy Ellis. Good luck, Dave. We're gunning for you, mate. Here he is, the fabulous Troy Ellis.
Thank you, Marty. Dave, ready for song one here?
Deep breath and let's see how we go.
Title and artist, 10 seconds on the clock. Here it is. Yeah, yeah.
Dressed to Success, Roxette.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Player here.
Wow.
We got a genuine player here.
All right, that's
with
very exciting.
Confidence.
Yeah. Oh.
So much confidence.
Yeah. Here we go.
All right, for song two, Dave, you ready?
Yep.
Here it is.
Whole Lot of Rosie, AC/DC?
No.
Oh,
Dave! I really thought after the first one we had someone who could win the 10 grand.
Living End, it was Prisoner of Society.
Oh, no.
Of course it was.
Oh, no, Dave.
That's all right.
All right, mate. We'll have a lovely day off on Monday and enjoy the sleep in.
Thanks, team. Enjoy. Right. Cheers.
International Women's Day. All female artists all day today here at Triple M. Eurythmics and Aretha Franklin right now on the Marty Sheargold Show. Mick Molloy next.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Marty, Mick Molloy.
Oh,
I can't believe I won't be seeing you this weekend. I really look forward to us going away together, doing some shows, hanging out backstage, singing songs together.
Brick Lane, which we get shipped into every show that we do. God, that's a good beer, Mick. You should be proud of yourself.
It's a fantastic beer, of course. You can't have too many before you go on.
No, of course you can't. But if you achieve nothing else in life, Mick, you've created Brick Lane with a crew of like-minded men.
That's what we do.
Mick, first round of opening round's first game last night, and thank God the football's back.
Yes, it is indeed.
Brisbane Carlton tonight, but you'll be looking forward to Richmond Gold Coast, which of course is the return of the boss.
I am heading up that way.
Are you?
Immediately after these shows today that we do. Normally, I only go to the Gold Coast for school this week, but I've made an exception. No, I love it. Do you know what they should have? Yeah. They should have a toolies week.
Yes.
Embrace it.
Where all the toolies get to hang out together.
Yeah.
And,
well, should we make it maybe Ballarat? You know, somewhere a little quieter.
Sovereign Hill, guys.
Sovereign Hill, and we all dress in period piece and go up there and pan for younger ladies. Oh, look what I found, Mick. 22.
I went to Sovereign Hill once, and because they were all in period dresses, you know, they're all like dressed like turn of the century kind of wenches, and guys in jodhpurs, and you know the Western underpants with the flap out the back.
I love it. Where you could, the long johns where you could just unbutton a couple of things and then away you go. Easy access, we called it in the old days.
I can't believe that's not a thing anymore.
I know.
You know, I mean, you just come back and unhitch the caboose,
yeah,
and.
away you
bing,
go.
Bing, bang, boom.
Eureka.
It's like when I see ladies in full pantsuits and I think, how are you going to go to the toilet tonight?
Mm.
One, you've got to somehow work your arm around the back to do the zipper.
Sure. You end up sitting on the toilet with your, I mean, sometimes not even wearing a bra, you just end up sitting there half naked looking very sad.
Could you send me a photo of that if that happens?
It's not an attractive
Women's Day,
if you like that, go to Lauren's OnlyFans site and you can see that. In, well, it's what about the old days?
It's under the title Cleveland Steamer, Mick.
That's your idea. What about this? In the old days, remember, like women had to wear like whalebone corsets.
Yeah. All of that. Matthew does by choice, Mick.
Of course, yeah. Keep my figure.
Imagine trying to undress a woman in the dark back in those days. Like, God. I still fumble around trying to get, like, three hooks off a bra.
I know, I can imagine.
I feel like I'm cracking a safe or something. But imagine a whalebone thing. And petticoats. Remember petticoats?
Petticoats, hoop skirts. I mean, Jesus.
Hoop skirts.
By the time you got through it all, you would have lost interest. Particularly if you had a couple of scooters.
It's too hard, Basket.
It's too hard. I'm going to have a nap. You sort that out. But we'll take this up again in the morning.
I was at a bowling club, though, and some of the women still were wearing petticoats.
Yeah.
I say this, and one of the girls, old ladies, turned around from the old ladies and goes, "Norma, it's snowing down south," which was code for your petticoat showing. Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that a lovely turn of phrase?
Nice.
It's snowing down south, your petticoat showing, Norma.
Oh, I love that.
Mick, there's been a lot of news.
Don't Google it.
No.
Sam Kerr's been a recurring story this week, and now the allegation's been made by a Sun journalist, I believe, William.
Mike Sullivan,
who claims that alleges that the comment that was made was in reference to a police officer, and Sam called him a white bastard.
Stupid white bastard.
A stupid white bastard. If this ends up in Sam Kerr being cancelled, that'll do me, Mick.
I'll resign from all forms of media.
Wow.
I've said that a number of times.
I think we all have, Mick.
I'm worried.
Well, you know what? To me, the racism is when packs a punch when you're punching down.
Yes.
So it usually involves
a minority, Mick.
A minority. When you're having a go at a minority or someone who's vulnerable in the community, let's be honest, she's had a shocker. She's had a big night out.
Sure.
Put your hand up here if you haven't thrown up in the back of a cab.
Exactly.
We've all done it.
Mate, she's had a spew and then she's chipped a bloke.
Yep.
She's chipped a bloke, and now it's going to be a court case dragged out over 2 years for the thinnest-skinned policeman.
Yeah. Yeah.
That wouldn't have been the worst thing he'd heard that day.
Exactly.
Let alone. And so I think that's an embarrassment to the police force. If I was on that force, I'd go, mate, you need to calm down. You're making us all look silly.
Exactly.
He'll be taking mental health days now, will he?
Absolutely.
This guy, because he's been vilified by a drunk woman from the back of a cab and called a white bastard.
It just occurred to me then, Mick, what about every time in your life you've ever screamed white maggot?
I don't think I've ever screamed white
maggot. Oh, mate, that was the go.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to remember, truth is a defence. And I would suggest it's an umpire, so that's not punching down, is it?
They used to wear white, to be fair.
Yeah, they did.
Well, they used to.
Now you've got to call them a lime green maggot.
Yeah. You fluorescent blue maggot. It doesn't have the same impact. If anything happens to Samantha Kerr, I will be extremely disappointed. Ever thrown up in the back of a cab?
I had a partner throw up in the back of the cab once, and I said to the guy, mate, listen, if you've got something, I'll clean it out for you. You don't have to clean it out.
Oh, that's good.
And I was, you know, the bit, unfortunately, where you put your sunglasses, that little sort of scoopy bit down the bottom. I was literally scooping spew out of that thing and just tossing it into the road.
I've been in a cab with that person when they had a spew too.
Hey, Mick,
We've all been forced to hose down a cab by an angry cab driver at the end of a ride. Am I right, fellas?
Absolutely.
Mick, guess what's on? You'll know what's on. It's only Moomba. Have they ever asked you, Mick, to be the king of Moomba? Because we found out this week that Max Gorn actually knocked it back.
did he now? Yeah. Well, he looked like a really gaunt Henry VIII.
Yeah, he would.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he would.
I was sounded out once.
Yeah.
For King of Moomba, and I said, "Well, you know, it's going to be a reign of terror." I said I was going to take 8 wives, start my own religion, only eat turkey legs with my hands. Yeah. I said, these are my terms.
These are my terms. Yeah. And Richard Wilkins must be one of the queens. Mick, it's lovely to see you, mate. Have a fantastic weekend. Go the Tigers.
Yeah, go the Tigers. I've got a good feeling. See you next Friday, guys.
On you, Mickey.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Mattel is marking International Women's Day by creating Barbie dolls of 8 female role models worldwide with, guess who, Kylie's included.
Of course.
Is she?
Kylie's included. Oh. Along with actress Viola Davis.
She's so good.
Who's she?
She's amazing.
She's won 2 Oscars, I believe. She Fences. The Help she's in. Doubt.
Have you Viola. Oh, yes, I recognise Viola.
Very good actress.
Other people on the list, women-wise, the wonderful, gorgeous Helen Mirren.
She is amazing.
Who else is on the list, Loz? Scroll
Shania
down.
Twain. Shania Twain.
Shania Twain.
Kylie Minogue. Internationals. Maria, Myra Gomez.
Yeah, the list really drifts off towards the end. Good luck, ladies. Everybody's talking at me.
I don't hear a word they're saying. Right now, it is Marty time for the social.
Yes, William checks the Instagram messages predominantly, and the listeners can get in touch via the Instagram page, and then William walks us through them on the show on a Friday. But when we do the podcast at the beginning and at the end of the sort of content we provide, we cover them off as well.
Yeah.
Over to you, William.
Well summarised.
Thank you, mate.
Very efficient. It's, of course, Matthew's last socials. We don't know. Well, we don't know how often he's going to appear again. He'll still be around.
Look, Matthew's has last day as an executive producer on the show today, but we'll remain with the producer's podcast. We'll remain with our podcast.
Yes. Yep.
And there's an open door policy for Matthew to come and go as he pleases.
If Matthew gets here at this time on a...
Come on in.
Yeah, get in here, Matthew.
Always load in and out. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it will. It'll be a lot better around the office without you there full time.
He's
it has to be said.
A recurring character. Yeah.
And we have so many sound grabs of Matthew that it almost feels like he's here all the time. And exactly. DC heard this one this morning, which I enjoyed.
What?
What?
Let's just go again. What?
Well,
that was
Matthew.
My surprise.
That's very common for you to...
Because we were talking about the Westgate Bridge, that they provided 11 lanes, and this guy said there was only 2, and I said, what?
Yeah. Fair enough. Disbelief.
We've also enjoyed this grab of Matthew.
A lot of changes happening.
One of my favourites.
And many people got in touch saying that we thought Lauren had said a similar thing at one stage in the show.
Yeah.
I searched high and low for this grab and
Did you ever find it?
We got in touch. Well, a lot of people got in touch and they pointed us to the direct episode. Our listeners are amazing.
One of them, Nathan, he literally sent me, he goes, that happened this date. At this time, and I didn't know that.
We've got historians on the show.
His favourite moments to go back and listen.
Archivists.
And here is the grab we were talking about. This is with
what's your favourite subject, Mike?
Probably sport.
Yeah, sport is a great subject.
Yeah, Year 10's the best year because it's right before everything gets real hairy, and you've got all your good friends. Everything's great. I didn't mean that. Yes.
Yeah. You and Mike can really click.
Yeah, you just started.
But I didn't mean hairy. I meant like things hairy. Like, you know, things are getting hard. Like you're going to be.
Oh,
no,
you're not helping yourself, mate. So you're saying hard and hairy now. When you're 15? When you're 15, you've added another layer to it. Soon you'll be talking about travelling fats.
What on earth? Dad would never talk about that.
Just bouncing around on the bus. What's going on down there? Things are changing.
Hairy.
Things are hard and hairy.
What changes happen?
I didn't mean that. I meant in school.
Yes, we know.
Yeah, we get it.
We heard Femke Bol, the Dutch sprinter, sounding like Mickey Mouse during the week.
When you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race.
Poor Femke.
All running so fast.
She gets real high.
50, so I knew I had to go out fast.
So she sounded like Mickey Mouse. Yeah. And then we got in touch from Matthew, who says that you could almost do a very good impression. We've heard you in the past doing some Mickey Mouse.
No,
you don't want to have scrambled eggs. Hey, guys. Lovely to see you this morning.
It got better.
You want scrambled eggs this morning? Orange juice?
Orange juice.
You want scrambled eggs?
It got orange better.
Juice. I don't think it did get better. Will and I were okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, Marty.
Orange boy. Juice. Got
orange juice.
Orange juice.
Oh, God, you guys refuse to hear my Mickey. Mine's an older Mickey.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
Yes. It's a front porch Mickey who's just in the twilight of life.
Orange juice. Orange juice.
We have been loving European cricket.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've never enjoyed cricket more in my life.
Yeah. Even I've been loving European cricket.
It's entertaining.
It's a cricket competition that takes place
in
Spain. There's pool games, and then ultimately it's a round robin.
Yeah.
The two pool leaders play each other at the end.
Yeah.
I think it's in early April, late March.
Yeah, we're up to Group D, and it goes to Group G. We love it. It's our perfect time slot as
if
well.
If you want to see just a level of cricket that you reckon you could play
and be good at.
Yeah.
Do they describe themselves as amateurs or novice?
No. They're taking this very seriously,
it's
Matthew.
It's covered so professionally by the wonderful people over there in the European Cricket League. And we've been speaking about them at length, and we had a lot of people get in touch. Lee and Jacob were a few people, among the few people who said, you guys made the coverage. Are you aware of this?
Are you kidding?
And so here is now our new friend Vinny. Now, Mr. Maximo, he goes by on Instagram.
Mr. Maximo, which is what they scream out when you hit
when
a six.
Maximo! Here they are discussing us on the European cricket coverage.
Oh, my God.
A bit of publicity going around at the moment. I know that on the Marty Sheargold show, Triple M in Melbourne, we got a bit of a shout out. They're enjoying
Marty.
It. Might be middle of the night there, but if you are watching, great to have you with us. This is the most entertaining pound-for-pound cricket in the world. That's what they thought. That's what I think.
Listening to the Marty Sheargold show last night, Biddy, I'm surprised. I think we found a group of people that actually talk more than we do. Rapid-fire chat from the crew.
Rapid-fire chat, they said.
I love that we've made the coverage.
And now we've made touch. So Vinny and I have been in touch, and I think...
And what's our plan?
Oh, I don't want to say team trip, but...
But could be a team trip.
Oh, boy.
I'm thinking
oh, really?
Team trip.
The Marty Sheargold show is going to Spain.
Oh, this man would be massive.
I don't know when.
See if someone in promotions can organise.
And
take
finally,
your time, no rush.
As it's the last official day with Matthew in the executive producer role, we had a lot of people get in touch. So many people are disappointed that we won't hear quite as much of you, Matthew. One of them was Cleet.
I think that's Cleet.
Cleet's got another message. He just wanted to hear that one last time. He didn't do it. And Mick Mack, possibly our favourite listener, he's been through the archive as well.
I just saw a bunch of photos.
He's found some old school photos of Matthew that are up on our Instagram now.
Is that Joy FM?
I know why Stephen took you into the CD.
Look at him.
Jeez.
Is that Taryn Evans' dog?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. Old promotions manager.
Oh, look at you there. You look like Noddy.
Look at you.
How old are you there?
Probably 19.
Oh, yes. So not working on your boobs at all at that stage.
I can actually see a hint of nipple there.
Yeah, they've certainly come through.
Sorry, Matthew. Oh, that was inappropriate.
That's beautiful.
The social.
Beautiful. International Women's Day. Beautiful titties, Matthew. Yeah.
We'll end the socials with a tribute to Matthew.
Yeah.
This is a package that DC has put together.
And Troy.
And some of the favourite moments of Matthew's journey over the last 3.5 years.
Here it is.
So, Matthew.
Done now.
We just wanted to say thanks for your huge contribution to the Marty Sheargold Show.
That sounds quite cool.
All right, so how are you feeling about moving on to your new life in programming?
I like to be nimble and adaptive.
Oh, it sounds like you're pumped.
I've never felt better in my life.
Yeah, those programming meetings that you're going to be going to, we hear the catering's not bad. What are you most looking forward to snacking on?
Pumpernickel.
How many pieces of pumpernickel?
31.
Well, Matty, we're certainly going to miss you.
Oh, my God, don't.
We'll miss the singing. It's definitely one of our favourite things.
Unforgettable.
And we're going to miss the life updates too.
Don't get me wrong, I understand.
Boring.
Nothing exciting as usual.
Thank you, mate. The handbrake himself.
Unless, of course, you're busy doing this.
I've polished off a couple already this year. What's wrong with that?
What is those strange life observations?
A dingo's good for anything. I do love strawberry, but they're never strong enough. No, don't get me wrong. I understand.
Boys.
Drizzling. Jesus Christ, this place is annoying me now.
Oh, Matthew, don't be like that. We know there's...
a lot of changes happening.
Yes.
Father, when can I leave to be on my own? I've got the whole world to see.
So, we just wanted to say thank you for everything you've brought to the Marty Shegold Show.
Mm. I've got a joke for you. How do you get Pikachu on the bus?
I don't know. How do you get Pikachu on the bus?
Pokemon.
Matthew, stay out of it.
Nothing to myself. What a wonderful world.
Oh, God.
Sorry, boys.
There you go.
Well done, Matthew. Well done, Troy and DC. It's been an absolute pleasure working with you.
Thank you so much, Marty.
You've been a wonderful foil on the show for me, and I will miss you. You've been an incredibly hard worker, and I spotted that in you years ago, and you've let me down at various times over the journey, but predominantly you've done well.
Yeah. Thank you, Marty. It's been the highlight of my life and career to work on this show, and I've loved every moment of it. So thank you to everyone.
Lauren's a mess. Look at her.
She's all right. She'll have a champagne. She'll be fine.
Montages make me cry. Yeah.
She's got hay fever.
Yeah.
Well done,
Matthew. Well done, Matthew.
Thank you. Have a great long weekend, everyone, and we'll leave you with this.
The Marty Shegold Show, Week in Review. This week started with Marty being a little tongue-tied.
Cafes can instead use compostable. I don't think I'm saying that word
compostable,
right.
Compostable, yeah.
Compostable.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem right, though, does
compostable.
It?
Compostable.
Compostable.
Compostable. 28-year-old Danielle Russell spent years suffering through inexplicable symptoms.
Inexplicable?
Inexplicable.
Inexplicable?
It's a stupid word, isn't it, Marty?
Even as I was saying it, I was like, I don't reckon it is inexplicable.
Yeah, there you go.
Inexplicable.
Now, when he could talk, Marty had some good advice.
Now and then, break out the fancy china and drink the good wine for no reason at all.
People don't really even have fine china anymore.
I do. I've got a beautiful set of china.
Get it out.
Use it, Marty. Not for the kids.
Let's have a barbecue. No. We'll use it for our barbecue.
Absolutely not.
No, we do know not
how
trust us.
We know how those barbecues end.
Use it at the barbecue. Are you kidding?
No. Well, then have a dinner party
it's
with
paper
us.
Paper plates for you, mate. Yes, you.
Now, we've all heard that Marty once got an electric shock.
You know, I was electrocuted once. Shocked,
yeah,
shocked.
That's right.
Yeah, shocked. I was shocked, Jesse.
And this week, we learned that Lauren also got zapped.
No. I did once touch an electric fence.
Yeah, I've done that.
And
yeah, I've done that too.
Oh, you liked it? Mm-hmm.
Where did you touch it?
Well,
part of your body was on the
hand, but it's still like a weird, like, ooh.
Now, speaking of Lauren, we're used to her getting this type of response to her questions.
No.
But this week, this happened.
Frank, what do you do for a living?
Metal fabricator.
Good fun. Yeah. Good fun. Metal fabricator, making all sorts of different stuff. Little bits and pieces, sort of like...
bolts and nuts.
Yes.
Yes! Oh, yes! It's a yes!
And with the AFL season starting this week, we heard from our resident AFL expert.
Giants are going to have a very good season, I think.
Is that right?
I think so. You watch this.
Sorry, and you are? Mate, the boys are talking.
See why I don't get involved in
Now, this week, Troy brought us a new game.
This is called Sounds of Our Lives.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the sounds of our lives.
But some of us were a little confused.
Sounds.
So we live in an oral world.
You certainly
oral
do.
Oral world.
Never been an issue for you.
Hey, you.
So I'm just going to play you a sound, and you have to tell me what that sound
so
is.
So it's like Secret Sound.
It's like Secret Sound.
Hang on. It's sounds of our lives.
But in terms of getting your head around it, it is basically Secret Sound.
I mean, Secret Sound is very hard.
Mate.
Yeah.
Sounds of our lives.
Sounds of our lives. Sounds of our
lives.
It's a branding exercise here.
Sounds of our lives.
Here we go.
This is Sounds of Our Lives.
Do you understand what this is?
I get it.
Do you want to play the opener again for us, please, Troy?
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the sounds of our lives.
Oh,
you get it. Now you get it. You know what it's like. It's like the secret sound.
And in the end, there was only one winner.
Yes! Yes!
And finally, this week we said farewell to Matthew.
What change is happening?
So here is some of the best bits from our little troublemaker.
Oh my God, don't.
I like to be nimble and adaptive.
That sounds quite cool.
Pumpernickel.
Sorry, boys.
Matthew?
I do love strawberry, but it's never strong enough.
That's the gayest thing you've ever said.
You need to stop saying it.
And that's it for another week on the Marty Shiegold Show.
Some wins, some losses. Yeah. It's all part of the gig.
It's 31.
Boys.
The Marty Shiegold Show. Triple M.